I can just give you a quick illustration. When a young woman whose husband was convicted, sent to prison, she had three children, and they were in a private Christian school, and members of that school board, which were also members of the church, went to her and asked her to leave and move her children elsewhere because too many families didn't want their children to associate with her children. Well, she and her children hadn't done anything. So that's the kind of situation that many of these families deal with.
As far as numbers go in the state, if you can kind of illustrate how many people are incarcerated and thus in turn how many people, and families included, would be affected by someone being incarcerated, I guess how deep this issue runs.
You figure that over 80% of the women who are in prison have dependent children, and their children, if not in foster care, are being cared for by other family members. But because those other family members step up, they also many times need to have public assistance. And so it affects the entire community.
And in this particular, instance, is there, as you get closer to the conference this weekend, have you seen a lot of people signing up, getting the word out?
Yes, we have. That was one of the things that we are learning. Families of inmates don't have computers. And so we had prepared most of our material for them to register online. But we also sent postcards to every Angel Tree family, over 2,000 people in this area. Then we also had posters in the prisons. Many of our families learned about the conference by the posters in the prison because the inmate wrote, told them, "Mom, you ought to go to this conference." Well, they would call. They didn't have access to a computer, so we realized, uh-oh, we've made a mistake. We're going to have to do handwritten registrations, which we've been doing. And then several have said, I can't send you a check. Can I wait till I get there? So many of them are going to be walk-ins. We have talked to them, but they don't have a checking account or whatever reason. They will come and we will register them right there.
And that sort of leads me to my last question, which is, where do you go from the conference? Is there a continuing relationship or at least providing of resources for these families to continue on and help them deal with this process?
Yes, this is just the first annual conference. And we want to be in touch with these people who have attended and ask them, okay, what was helpful? What did you need? And how was this helpful to you? What was not helpful to you? And ultimately, I hope that there will be a resource center where they have this experience, they can share. Wives visiting husbands in prison learn from each other. And if one wife comes to our conference and she goes back to the visiting room, she will tell the others. And she said, "You're going to have to come. And I found out this information. And here's the number you can call to get more information." And so that will spread. And, of course, we will also continue to have posters for the prison so they can refer their family member to our resources.